Of course, halfway through the afternoon, the doctor says, the Muslim doctor, while I was teaching in the nurses' training school, a message was sent that there was a car at my front door. By the time I reached home, the car had gone, but there on the veranda was a large 22-pound parcel. The doctor says, I felt tears pricking my eyes. I could not open the parcel alone, so I sent for the orphanage children. Today we pulled off the string, together we pulled off the string, carefully undoing each knot. We folded the paper, taking care not to tear it unduly. Excitement was mounting. Some 30 or 40 pairs of eyes were focused on the large cardboard box. From the top, I lifted out brightly colored, knitted cotton jerseys. Eyes sparkled as I gave them out. Then there were the knitted bandages for the leprosy patients, and the children looked a little bored. Then came a box of mixed raisins and sultanas. That would make a batch of buns for the weekend. Then as I put my hand in again, I felt. Could it really be? I grasped it and pulled it out. Yes, a brand new rubber hot water bottle. The doctor said, I cried. I had not asked Allah to send it. I had not truly believed that Allah could. The 10-year-old was in the front row of the children. She rushed forward crying out, if Allah has sent the bottle, she says, he must have sent the dolly too. So rummaging down to the bottom of the box, she pulled out a small, beautifully dressed dolly. Her eyes shone. She had never doubted. She was certain the help of Allah was there. Looking up at me, she asked, can I go over with you, mummy, and give this dolly to that little girl so she'll know that Allah really loves her? That parcel had been on the way for 5 whole months, packed up by my former school class, whose leader had heard and obeyed Allah's prompting to send a hot water bottle even to the equator. And one of the girls had put in a dolly for an African child 5 months before, in answer to the believing prayer of a 10-year-old to bring it that afternoon. Before they call for prayer, I will answer all prayers. Allah wants us to ask of Him, and He will surely answer. This is an incredible and awesome and amazing story that you can share with so many people. Our Allah really is an awesome Allah. What are the morals of the story, the lessons to be learned? Don't ever underestimate the power of Allah. Allah can do anything Allah desires. Kids are innocent and pure. Their du'as are easily and quickly answered by Allah. The dedication of this Muslim doctor, spare time was devoted to Allah to bring others closer to Him. Let's also become inviters to Allah. And don't forget others in need. You may never know when you one day will be in need. Allah knows best at the end of the day. What a beautiful story. Who can ever deny the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala says, kun fayakun, immediately be, and it is. And there the parcel arrived for the benefit of a little premature baby, a little dolly for a 2-year-old. But more important, the cry of that little orphan child to Allah when hands are picked up in dua. I remember some time back, whenever there was no rain, the elders would say, let the little children make dua. Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on them and send down some rain.
ہاں وہ اعمال نہیں وہ ہم سے پہلوں کے تھے جو پھر سے تو ایسا کر دے جذبہ وہ تازہ کر دے میرے اللہ अल्लाह।